You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Four people have been detained after a doomed boating expedition took the lives of 14 children in northern Russia this weekend. Some 37 people are said to have survived the tragedy, which happened despite a warning of a storm. Stefan Boss reports.
Parents are searching for answers as to why, despite repeated warnings of an advancing Atlantic cyclone, organizers left with their children for a dangerous boating exhibition. Russian officials have now confirmed that several boats with children overturned Saturday on a lake in a storm in Russia's northwestern region of Chamozero, 120 kilometers east of the border with Finland. A spokesman for the nation's main state investigative agency said that of 47 children and four adult instructors in the boats, at least 14 children died. No life jackets were reportedly found among the dead. Survivors who managed to reach the coast in freezing waters cried for help. But by then, it was too late for many of their friends, explained Alexei Smirnov, deputy head of Russia's National Crisis Management Center. He says a non-registered tourist group atop two boats and one raft came into a storm at Lake Chamozero in the Republic of Karelia, resulting in the capsizing of two boats with 26 people aboard, including 24 children and two attendants. He adds that only a dozen people survived and that, unfortunately, 14 children died. Many of those who died were believed to be mostly children, aged 12 to 15. Authorities say four people have been detained on suspicion of violating safety rules. Two instructors, as well as the director and deputy director of a hotel where they were staying and which reportedly organized the boating. Yet it has raised questions about a lack of respect for safety rules in Russia, where corruption and general negligence are said to have contributed to several incidents in the country. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.